You're listening to Sunday Brunch on ABC Radio Canberra.
Now, have you heard about the ANU Community Rock School that's teaching people how to play in a gigging band and develop skill with instruments? They've been moving online like so many other organisations through the pandemic. But the latest group of students have now completed some of their training, and I'm delighted to be able to speak to a couple in their 70s in Canberra who've been learning to play drums and guitar. I mentioned their gateway instrument was the ukulele. They've been really involved with the ukulele groups in the Tuggeranong region. Here's a little bit more of what they've achieved in Tuggeranong on ukuleles. Performed on ukulele. So in Canberra, Yuma, and welcome to two retired accountants, Maria and Chris Adams. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on, Adie.
Hi, Adie.
Hey, it's such a pleasure to have you. You sound like very accomplished musicians there on the uke and also on the voice. How did this love of music begin for the two of you?
Maria, you.
Oh, well, look, when I was a child, I always wanted to learn music. That was never possible. So moving along, we got married, had five children. We thought the children should start to learn music. That's when you needed to learn when you're a child. So we tried to give our children something that we couldn't have for ourselves. So they all learned music. They learned classical guitar, piano, trumpet, French horn. Anyway, once they all grew up and left home, we thought it was our turn once we retired. So then we found ourselves buying a couple of ukuleles, and that's how we got into our music.
Tell us a little bit more about the difference that it's made to have music in your life and sharing with others, firstly with the Tuggeranong Ute Group.
Yes. Well, see, When you learn music, generally, you're just by yourself and it's sort of a lonely thing. And so by picking up the uke and then playing around with it and then discovering the best way to learn is with other people, and that's where the fun comes into it, because you're just not by yourself and you're with other people, and it's more fun when you're playing and singing with other people than just, say, in your bedroom or in your lounge room by yourself.
So, Maria, how did you hear about ANU Open and this School of Rock?
Okay, well, I'm an avid ABC radio listener, and early this year I heard, I think it was Adam Shirley interviewing someone from the ANU School of Rock, and I'd never heard of them. And so I followed up on that. So we both put in an application, and then we told our kids and our grandkids, grandma and granddad are going to try and learn rock and roll with the School of Rock, and they all laughed. The next thing, we got back a reply to say they'd accepted us, and we go, oh, my God, you know, they're taking old people.
Two retired accountants. Chris, what have you been learning?
Well, it's interesting. We've been learning a few rock and roll Rolling Stones, and because Mick Jagger and is the same age as me, I thought, well, if he can do it, I can do it. So we've been learning Paint It Black. That's what we did at the rock school, and it was so good. And Maria sang it and performed it, and it was in the band situation in the band room, and it was so good. They videoed it, and everyone got an opportunity of playing, you know, in a real band situation, and the tutors were absolutely fantastic, you know. The guitar tutor is Beth, and she helps me a hell of a lot in terms of, you know, helping me through playing those chords and solos, which I've never done before. So I was really excited to have a professional teacher for the first time in my life.
That's so terrific to hear. Chris Adams there on the line in Canberra. With us, of course, is Chris's wife, Maria, who's also been learning as part of ANU Open. And so, Maria, together you've been learning ukulele. Chris has been learning guitar. You've been learning drums.
No. Actually, we have a grandson who actually learns. We've got two grandsons who actually learn drums, one with the Becatala School of Music. But no, we don't do drums. What I've enrolled in the Community Rock School is the singing to improve my vocal range within the rock school.
And how's that going for you, Maria?
Well, it's awesome. I mean, there's so much to learn. We have to remember, they tell us that our voice is another instrument, and the main instruments in a band is your voice. And so we're all been learning how to actually use our voice for singing, and which is wonderful. I've never had this opportunity before.
Maria and Chris, what's next for you? Are you getting ready to gig and perform in public?
Yeah, we are. We are. Right. And we're hoping that next year we'll be able to have a jam session with the group, because we've been online and we haven't even met one another other than just seeing images of ourselves up on the screen. But our next little task is to actually write a song. So we're going through the process of the teaching us how to do that, which is intriguing. You know, I've never written a song before. trying to get the chord progressions and trying to get the words, and it's helping us how we can actually put a song together, which is absolutely exciting.
And what's inspiring you with your songwriting? What do you want to write about?
Well, the thing that I'm trying to do is I'm trying to write a song about rock and roll, but it's a bit different to blues and funk, and I'm just trying to... my inspiration for the songs are all... based on Chuck Berry, and I just love his, you know, he goes back to the 50s, and he's really the king of rock and roll. Well, that's debatable, but I think he's the king of rock and roll, and the riffs that he plays, I'm trying to, you know, play some of those. But I'm not very good at that, but it's all practice. So that's my inspiration.
And, of course, you are getting ready to perform a little bit later on this morning for ABC Canberra TV. You're going to be making an appearance in the TV news tonight at 7 p.m.
We are.
Very best of luck with that. I better let you keep rehearsing. I know you're pumped.
Yeah, Maria's got to do her hair yet.
Well, thanks for taking time out to share with us a little bit of that journey that you're on as adult students and, you know,
thanks
having the time of your life.
We are. Yes. We are.
Yes.
Retirement is a great thing, you know, and we're able to, you know, fill the gap of the gardening. We're always in the garden. It was interesting you're playing the gardening songs. That's where we usually are. But, look, thanks for asking us. And, we look forward to the interview this afternoon on TV.
Good on you. Chris Adams and Maria, both students at the ANU Open School.
You're listening to Sunday Brunch on ABC Radio Canberra.